You're listening to Oodles of Financial Advice with Jeremy Udell. Jeremy is a certified financial planner. He's licensed in Florida to sell insurance. He has Series 7, 24, and 65 securities licenses, and he's here to give you Oodles of Financial Advice.
We're back, both with the podcast and with retirement workshops. I'll be talking shortly about something I haven't talked about in depth before, my book, but if you would like to see me in person and find out how you could have an opportunity to acquire my book, feel free to come check out one of our live seminars at Fleming's in Sarasota. We will be holding more of our De-Risk Your Retirement workshops. Those will take place in January, February, and March. If you'd like to know more about this, please feel free to reach out to us, 941-951-0443, or shoot me an email, jeremy@wealthenjoyment.com. I hope I get to see a lot of you in person. If not, feel free to just check in with me anyway. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Udell in a Nutshell. And of course, you can call me if you'd like to find out how you can acquire my book, Retire Happily Ever After. I co-authored it with Bruce. If you are interested in a copy of that, love to hear from you. Love to hear what you're thinking about all of this podcast as we move into this new year. I've had a lot of fun doing them, and I look forward to talking to you more and giving you more and more oodles of financial advice. Retire happily ever after. How to lock in a lifetime income and abundance in retirement. That's the title of my book, the one I co-authored with Bruce Udell, my father and the CEO of the company. He and I worked on this book for over a year trying to put it together. I will start by saying the strategies in this book I think are valuable to anyone. Now, I'm not saying they'll be applicable to everyone, but I think anyone who reads our book will at the very least learn some really valuable insight into retirement and perhaps rethink some strategies they may have been ruling out. I'm going to start using my podcast to occasionally tell you a little bit about my book. I'm not going to read the book directly into the podcast. This isn't an audiobook, but what it will be is an idea of what the book talks about. By the way, if you're interested in obtaining a copy of this book, you can feel free to reach out to me, shoot me an email, give us a call. But I do think it'd be useful for you to know what the book is about. Shout out to my friend Chris, who when listening to my podcast and realizing I had a book, said, "Jeremy, why don't you use your podcast to talk about the book?" Thanks, Chris. Great idea. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about why we decided to write the book in the first place. In talking to people dealing with retirement, we found so many people ask us, "Why does retirement have to be so complex? I've got all of these different assets, retirement accounts, Roth accounts, brokerage accounts, maybe some real estate. Maybe I've got a few alternative type of investments like REITs or possibly some cryptocurrency, whatever it might be. And I just want to know how they're all going to work together to make sure I have enough money for the rest of my life. You know, I get this balance from my broker. I get these numbers on a page and these graphs. And it seems like the account's doing well, but I'm 65 or 70 years old. I'm reasonably healthy. My wife, if I have one, is also reasonably healthy. Her husband is reasonably healthy. We might go 20, 25 years yet. How do I know this money's going to last, especially with all this inflation we're seeing? It's interesting because there actually are some really simple strategies to help maximize certainty in retirement, to maximize our ability to trust that our retirement's going to last as long as we do. And they're tried and true strategies that have been around a long time, but in some cases have gotten kind of a bad rap in the financial world. To try and talk through those strategies, we wrote this book because it can be hard for people to take seriously the thinking of there actually are simple strategies out there to produce income. But really, there are tools designed specifically for income production And in the book, we discuss how to utilize those tools. We educate you on the way we came to the conclusions about the different tools available in retirement. And we start with a lot of analogies to try to make it a lot easier for you to understand. The first one I'll talk about in the second segment today will actually be how a Swiss Army knife, a pocket knife, can be used as an analogy to better understand how to compare and contrast different financial planning techniques. As we move through the book, we talk about why people get hung up on certain ideas and get fixated on others, but at the same time, rule out certain strategies that could really help make their retirement last as long as they do. Again, I don't want to give away the entire premise of the book, but I do want to tell you that if you would like to learn how you can simplify your retirement and possibly have a fairy tale end-of-life scenario, please feel free to reach out to us about a copy of the book. I remember the first time my father showed me a Swiss Army knife. He had just gone on a trip to Switzerland, and it was a genuine Swiss Army knife, he told me. I was, I think, 8 or 9 years old, and he pulled out this little gizmo out of his pocket with the red and the white cross on it. And I remember wondering, what could this be? I'd never seen anything like it. And then one by one, he pulled out different tools. There were knives, several different knives, a can opener, a screwdriver. I remember there was even scissors and a toothpick on all in this tiny little pocket tool that you could pull out. A pocket knife is such a valuable thing to have in a pinch because who knows when you might need to cut some rope or maybe some tape needs to be cut, or you're camping and you brought a can of beans and you forgot to bring the can opener. But hey, you've got your pocket knife and it's got everything you need in one place. I would never discount the value of a pocket knife for the times when you don't have a more perfect tool for the job. Now, why do I bring that all up? Because when it comes to investing, a lot of people treat their portfolios, especially in retirement, like a pocket knife. This is the premise of chapter one of our book, Retire Happily Ever After, Swiss Army Knife Investing. We realized when talking to people about retirement that oftentimes we'd encounter a person who had recently retired and they had this portfolio of investments. It was allocated to stocks and bonds, maybe a few other miscellaneous investments in there, who knows, some commodities or real estate. But overall, it was an allocated portfolio. Maybe there were two or three different accounts, but often allocated fairly similarly because someone maybe did a risk profile somewhere and said, this is a, let's say, moderate risk investor. And so you had two or maybe even three different portfolios allocated in a 60-40 or 50-50 allocation of stocks to bonds. Interestingly, though, those portfolios were being used to solve several problems. That included growth for the future, income on a monthly basis, and discretionary spending for those times when big purchases were to be made or large travel expenses were going to come up. Well, that's fascinating because when you're growing your investments before you retire, before you need to spend your retirement assets, two of those are largely not a part of the process. Mostly when it comes to your retirement portfolio, your 401ks and IRAs especially, You just want those things to grow for the future. You're not as concerned about using them for discretionary spending or for variable and fixed monthly expenses. You're not drawing on those accounts because you have a salary coming in. Your salary is the tool you're using for those other types of spending. When it comes to growth, you can just let that portfolio grow. But when you get to retirement, having that same portfolio, even allocated possibly a little differently to account for the risk, is like having a Swiss Army knife. You've got that one tool, and you have it trying to take care of your spending and your discretionary expenses and your future growth all in one. Yet, there might be tools that are better suited for some of those that you never needed as you were accumulating wealth for retirement. And in thinking about this, we realized this would be like, instead of having a toolbox full of tools for the right scenario, let's say I wanted to take down a bunch of curtain rods in my big living room, and I had, eight or nine curtain rods, all with four different screws. Okay, so that's 36 screws. I have a screwdriver on my pocket knife, and I can absolutely use that to take those curtain rods down, but wow, that would be a pain in the rear end to do that. What would be a better tool? How about an electric screwdriver? Even a regular old screwdriver that wasn't attached to the pocket knife would probably be better, but an electric screwdriver, especially a really good one, could quickly remove those 36 screws and not hurt my hand so much. Meanwhile, if later that afternoon I wanted to eat a steak to celebrate my great job taking down curtain rods, sure, I could pull out the knife on my pocket knife and cut that steak into tiny pieces, but probably not as effectively or as easily as if I just had a steak knife. A nice steak knife is meant specifically to cut steak. The knife on the pocket knife might be able to do that job, but probably not as effectively. That's where you are with a portfolio that is sitting in the same accounts that's always been sitting in, generally allocated in similar ways, maybe even a little less aggressively, but still meant to do three things for you from that one portfolio. Grow, take infrequent, larger discretionary expenses, and also take those regular monthly expenses out. Not sure that that is the best way to do it. And that's why, when thinking through retirement, we wanted you to know that we don't think you should use the Swiss Army knife approach to retirement. If you'd like to know what other approaches there are to retirement, you probably want to read the book. I'll talk a little bit more about the book in future podcasts, probably not right away, but I will occasionally come back to this and talk a little bit more about what we talk about in the book. But if you found that interesting and would like to know more, again, we'd love to have you reach out to us and find out how you can obtain a copy of Retire Happily Ever After. Speaking of books, I come from a family of readers. My dad reads a lot. My mom reads a ton. She had almost a library full of books at one point. I remember when we moved from a house, she was so sad because she had to finally give up this wall of books that she'd been keeping, books that she likely wasn't going to read again, but that she was so proud of because pretty much every book on that wall she had read, some of them multiple times. My sister is also an avid reader. If you'd like to know more about the books that my dad, mom, and sister like to read, feel free to reach out to me. But today I have a story I wanted to share with you about books that involve my early relationship with my wife. I remember telling Rebecca that I was a big fan of a lot of books, but one of my favorites was Pride and Prejudice. She was surprised by this. And I said, well, how about if I read it to you? She said, sure, I would love that. From then on, whenever we were traveling, I would pull out Pride and Prejudice and I would read it to her. Occasionally, she'd take a turn reading it to me. But it was a real bonding experience, sharing that book. I'm such a big fan of that story. I love the movie with Keira Knightley. Really adore the A&E miniseries that came out quite a while ago now, but I believe it's available on Amazon, and I recommend it. For anyone who doesn't want to take the time to read the book or wants to read the book and then watch a really good adaptation, I recommend the A&E series even more than the movie with Keira Knightley, although that movie was quite good as well. The story itself is just so cute to me. A lot of passion, a lot of angst, but really good themes. The idea of the Pride and the Prejudice being truly about people's pride and the prejudices they feel, keeping them apart from each other early on and having to transcend those problems to find their way together. And it's so much fun, and there are so many ins and outs. I'm a big fan of Jane Austen in general. I've read several of her other books, but nothing is quite like Pride and Prejudice. And my wife and I, after reading that first book to each other, went on to read other books to each other. We read several of the Harry Potter books to each other. We've read books like Reacher to each other as well as some nonfiction books that we thought would be valuable to read together and learn about maybe history or etiquette or any number of other things. Books are a huge part of my life, and that's why it was such a proud moment for myself and my dad to write a book together. Now, my dad had actually written two books previously, but it's really cool that on his third book, I got to be a co-author, and we wrote it together. If you'd like to know more about the books I enjoy, I'm sure if you've listened to this podcast, you can probably guess a lot of them. Lord of the Rings, what? But there are a lot of other books I'd recommend, both fiction and nonfiction. And if you're curious about my book selections, I'd love to talk to you. Give me a call, 941-951-0443, or shoot me an email, jeremy@wealthenjoyment.com. Whatever books you like to read, I do hope that you'll feel free to share some of those with me, because I do love to read. And again, very proud to have contributed to the wealth of great books out there. Not saying our book is a great book, but I am proud that I wrote it. That's all for the podcast today. I'd like to thank again my awesome producer, Megan Udell, my sister, who has done such an awesome job editing this podcast. I want to thank her for taking the time on the last podcast with David Watson to really edit that conversation and turn it into what I think is something really valuable. I hope many of you have listened to that podcast as well and gotten to hear all of David's thoughts on being the prosperity planner for Goodwill. And hopefully some of you have even reached out to him, because he's a great guy. If you'd like to know more about my book and how to get a copy of that, again, please feel free to reach out, 941-951-0443. If you'd like to see more of me, feel free to check out the other episodes of the podcast or our YouTube channel, Udell in a Nutshell. I also have social media like LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook that you can connect with us on. No matter how you reach out to us, we would just love to talk to you and get to know you. Let me know what you think of the podcast, because I'm trying to make it interesting for you, the listener, and hopefully engage you and help you find ways to get more out of your financial world. I look forward to hearing from a lot of you in 2023. I hope it's a great year for all of you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon when I'll have more oodles for your noodle.